Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, we're live again with another WW Fan Zone Blogcast episode number 148. And on tonight's show, we will be discussing Disney dining, places that we think need updating, replacing, or changing. Not necessarily in that order. And we'll go through some restaurants that we think we'd like to see some changes or a replacement of. But before we get into that, as I always start the show, I've got to talk about the greatest travel planner there ever was and ever will be. And you know who that is. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you so you will know who it is. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Nobody plans Disney vacations better than MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. The customer service that you get from the agents is far and above anyone else you'll ever find anywhere. They're absolutely the most knowledgeable, most patient, and the very best at keeping you on track for your next Disney vacation. Lose my voice here. Hopefully it'll stay for the whole show. But besides being on top of everything for you, for your Disney trip, if you want to go anywhere else, they can help you do that. I just booked a trip to Disneyland through Mouse Fan Travel, and I couldn't tell you how thrilled I am that I did. They save you money, they save you time, and they will keep you where you need to be when you want to be, because guess what? When it's time to do things for your trip, as far as planning, they're a couple of steps ahead of you, and they will send you reminders, and they will let you know what you need to do and when you need to do it. That's how good they are. So if you want to plan the best trip of your life, the only way to do it is to go through Mouse Fan Travel. So go to www.mousefantravel.com. And right now, you can save 25% on selected nights from February through June at Walt Disney World through Mouse Fan Travel. And at Disneyland, same thing. If you stay at a Disneyland resort, you can save up to 25% on premium rooms at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. They'll help you save money on Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Alani Resort, you name it, they'll go. They go to Universal. They go everywhere. And like I said before, you want to book the right trip with the right agents, you've got to use Mouse Fan Travel, www.mousefantravel.com. All right, before we start the show, a couple of things I want to throw out there tonight. It's that time of year again where we are looking to add some writers to WW Fan Zone. So there are three qualifications. You've got to be a Disney fan, you've got to be reliable, and you've got to be breathing. Most important is you've got to be breathing.
You're not watching the show I'm watching, are you, lately, that you're talking about got to be breathing?
So if you're interested in contributing to the Zone, just contact me at Stuart@WWFanZone. You can direct message me on Twitter. I'm WDWFanZoneStu, or you can email. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, and I'm there under my own name, Stuart Sternberg. Like I said, you just have to be a Disney fan, reliable, and breathing. You don't have to be the greatest writer in the world. And I can tell you right now, from some of the work, we have got great writers on the site, and some of them, when they started, they weren't sure if they would be able to write, and they've turned out to be phenomenal. Their writing is better than stuff. Yeah. Yeah, look at you. Their stuff is better than things you'll find in magazines. That's how good the writers are. And we want to add some more. We want people to keep their Disney experience is alive and well through the Zone. So come join us. Okay. All right. One other thing. I mentioned on our Christmas show that I had undergone CyberKnife surgery for prostate cancer back in, I guess it was September, October. October. Well, I had my first PSA test post CyberKnife, and great results. Looks like things are really
awesome,
going well, and the cancer is
yeah.
Bye bye.
Yay! That's so good.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I just wanted to share that with everybody, our two listeners out there. But yeah, I'm doing well.
We're up to two?
I'm sorry?
We're up to two?
Up to two what? Two listeners. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Minnie and Mickey.
Awesome.
It would be three, but Mortimer is in parts unknown.
We don't want to know.
Kurt's favorite character on the show, Mortimer the Mouse, who the last we heard was locked in a dungeon somewhere in the deserts of Guam, even though there are no deserts in Guam that I know of.
He's locked with a prison cell in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Along with Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. Pirate's wife for me.
And for me.
I'll tell you, I cannot wait to experience Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. I've heard it is an extended version.
Awesome.
Yeah. I heard it's an extended version of the ride at Disney World. Yeah.
You know, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, it's great.
Really? And you have no excuse. You've been to Disneyland a few times.
I know.
Yeah, and the line is always so long. I have not done it yet.
I want to do
it's not as long as you think.
I want to do the outside. It's a Small World. I haven't done that in ages either.
Yeah, I haven't done that since I was a kid.
I love that one.
With Pirates,
and when I
most
say
of
when
the
I was
line is outside.
Pirates was?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So is It's a Small World, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I did that when it was at the World's Fair in New York City. That's how long ago it's been. It's been eons.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
I wish.
What?
I wonder if. I don't know if there are pictures. I don't know if there are pictures. Oh, sure.
You were like 2 years old.
Me and Methuselah are almost the same age.
Sorry. I talk too loud. Those are the boys.
Anyway, speaking of old, let's go through some Disney restaurants that we think are old and tired and need either refreshing or changing. What we'll do is we'll go around, but rather than just say the restaurant, we'll all chime in and we'll give some feedback on what we think as well as the person who mentions it. And as usual, we are going to start with the man of the hour, Kurt.
Well, we got to go over to the Magic Kingdom, over to Tomorrowland, and I can't think of the name of the restaurant. What's the main restaurant in Tomorrowland?
Cosmic Rays.
Cosmic Rays. Thank you very much. Cosmic Rays needs something hugely done. It's too many people in there. It's three restaurants with one kitchen, and you just never get anything on time, and it's always cold when you get it. Something's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions?
I agree.
I think we all agree on that. Any suggestions on what you would do?
I would gut it and make it one single restaurant and limit what it is that you're making.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
I know they've got a lot of... Oh, go ahead, Lottie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, I do the ordering system like the over at the Air Guest.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just grab
that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that would work very well there if they would gut it and do that.
Leave Cosmic Ray, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like Ray.
We all like Ray.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be nice if they made a Cosmic Ray attraction across the way and got rid of Stitch?
Yeah.
All right, Lottie.
Okay. I'm expecting Stuart to say this particular restaurant, so it's on the top of my list, so I'll save that one for you. But I'm still going to stay at Epcot, and I'm going to go with San Diego Inn. And I've been...
Oh, we lost Lottie. Her phone call dropped.
I thought it was.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh. All right, hopefully she'll call back in a second. Yeah, go ahead, Kurt.
You know what? It's because she was about to say that she wanted to get rid of the Earl of Sandwich. So that's why she got dumped.
Yeah. I'm sure that's it. oh, here she is. Hey, Lottie, you're back.
Hey, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I was talking about San Angel Inn, and I guess somebody didn't like my answer.
We thought you were going to say Earl of Sandwich, so he dumped you.
All right, anyway, why don't you take it from the top, Lottie?
But I agree with what you guys.
Yeah, San Angel Inn over in Mexico. I love the way the restaurant looks. It's beautiful, but the menu and the service were just really lacking the last time I went.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. We had gone there, I don't want to say a number of times, but a small handful of times. And the first time we went, the second time we went, it was great. The last time we went there, though, and that's all it takes is one time. The service was okay, but the food, for the amount of money you're paying in that restaurant and the atmosphere that's there, did not come close to the atmosphere that you expect for the quality of food. And I've heard other complaints for the last few years, too, about the food there. And the only ones who don't complain are the ones who are drinking heavily and don't notice because they're drinking heavily. I'm only kidding.
Correct.
I think that's a very good choice for something that I think, you know, I think the only thing they need to do there is change the menu and the service. And I think you got a top-notch restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Darlene.
Okay. Don't hate me. Don't yell at me. I'm just being honest. I think the Earl of Sandwich needs to get a better way of getting through the line. I waited almost an hour the last time one evening to get
through
the line. That's
because they don't like
you.
Well, yeah, and you also chose a very busy time to go.
At night. But, I mean, it was just like, it was really weird. It was not moving. We were out the door. That's how many people were in there.
The longest I've ever had to wait.
I don't know if they were short-staffed or what. Normally there's a line, but it moves. It was not moving.
I think the longest
moving.
I've ever had to wait there is like 10 minutes.
Yeah, no,
this was 15 on a really busy night. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, this was a long wait. I was by myself, too, that time. It was kind of weird. It was like, wow. I was amazed.
Now that's a Disney
Pardon?
Darling?
What time of year was it?
January.
That's unusual because that time of year, you know.
Yeah. Well, we moved down there. We'll be able to experience it a little bit better and, you know, test out the waters and share that with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people should know that although it's on Disney property, it is not a Disney-owned restaurant.
No, it's not.
Earl of Sandwich is a franchise. They have many locations, some in Michigan that Lottie, for some reason, refuses to go to.
Oh, my goodness.
It's only in the airport. It's in the nearest one to me is inside Detroit Metro Airport. So,
there's one in New Jersey too.
Security.
In Newark Airport, they have one also. I wish they had an Earl of Sandwich close to me. But when I move to Florida, I'll have one in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
I heard there's one in Disney. Downtown Disney in Disneyland, so you'll be all set.
There is.
There is.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
I've already looked that up. The one in Disneyland.
I hate to say this because I'm sure you guys are gonna bring this up often, but that's where I go for breakfast before every Disneyland race.
The evil sandwich queen is not so evil.
No. They are always open before Disneyland races, and they have the cheapest breakfast. That is the only reason.
Oh, gosh. Too funny.
Inexpensive, and it tastes good.
All right. Let's see. Where am I going? I'm going to go back to Epcot.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Flotty, if this is the restaurant you were thinking of, but I'm going to Nine Dragons. And I'm going there with
a bomb
and blowing the damn place up.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
There's a reason I haven't eaten there in a long time, and I hope it's changed. But I've never had harder, drier fried rice in my life than in that place. And the food, for Chinese food, for the price they charge, and, you know, it goes back to the price. If the food, it still wouldn't be good if they charged the same price as you could get at your local Chinese restaurant wherever you live. But the prices are exorbitant for the same kind of food you can get anywhere else, and it's not good. It just, you know, I maybe growing up in New York City, maybe the Chinese food out here in Jersey where I am is not as good as the Chinese food in New York City, but it's not bad. And it would kill anything you can get at Nine Dragons. So I don't know if it's the chef. I don't know if who's running the place. I hope it's changed. And I hope people can comment right in or whatever and say, hey, you're wrong. Because I would love to hear that, and I hope it has gotten better. But, man, I'll tell you, I've never had a worse meal at Disney than there.
That's not good.
No. Now, what I would do, I would change the chef. The decor, I think, is for a Chinese restaurant. It's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I would change the menu. I would go with more extravagant Chinese food that you don't find in your typical Chinese restaurant. You know, make it different. Make people want to go there that, you know, rather than their local Chinese restaurant or takeout place. And just a hint, for those who have a car and property and you want Chinese food, drive off property. You're better off. But we love Disney. You know, it's just the one restaurant. You know, I got killed once. And I think I've mentioned this on the show. When I had my own blog years ago, I wrote an article about Nine Dragons, and I said the only way to improve that place is to put the Great Wall of China up around it. I got crucified for that by a couple of people.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Kurt, we're back to you.
Okay, I'm going over to Disney Hollywood Studios, and I'm gutting out the ABC commissary. I don't like any of the food they're serving there anymore. They changed it up, and it's just not my thing anymore.
When did you eat there last?
Last year.
Because we ate there in August, and I thought that it was a better selection than what we had the last time I was there, which was in 2015.
It's not just the selection. It's the food itself. I mean, the problem is you've got nicer food options, but you can't, like, order steak for $10 at Disney and expect it to be good steak. It's dry and, you know, just for example, you know, it's just not restaurant. It's not what you think it's going to be. I mean, yeah, it's fast casual, but the food that they're giving you, it shouldn't be fast casual, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because I had a chicken Asian salad that I thought was good. Alicia and I split the cheeseburger because it was huge, and that was good.
Like I said, it depends on what you're getting.
Because
I think I had the chimichurri sirloin steak, and it's cooked basically well. So
okay, did they ask you how you wanted it cooked?
Nope, you don't get an option.
You don't get an option.
That's interesting.
You don't get an option because it's quick service, fast casual.
I bet you a lot of people don't order it, so I bet you they will take that off the menu eventually.
Could be, because it was, I did not enjoy that at all.
You know, I've eaten there a couple of times, and it's hit or miss. There have been a couple of times, well, more than a couple of times. There have been a couple of times where it's been okay. There have been a couple of times where it's good. So I think it's just hit or miss.
Right.
Now, what changes would you make there besides the menu?
To change up the music. it's ABC, so it's old ABC music, old ABC shows, and stuff like that. But like I said, it's all old. It seems like nothing new is really lasting long enough to really hit. You know what I mean? Think about we just keep seeing The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and it's a different one every season. So.
All right.
We have a lot of hits out there right now.
Yeah, Lottie. That's true.
Okay, so I'm sure you're going to get a whole ton of hate mail behind this one, you know, from both of our listeners. But I've got a gut Columbia Harbor House. I've never been, like, the biggest fan. I mean, the lobster roll there is okay, but the rest of the menu,
are you kidding?
I don't know.
The
chicken
salad is awesome.
I think the reason that I have a problem with Columbia Harbor House is that the fish is battered, and I'm from a southern family that uses cornbread meal on the fish and not batter. And it just doesn't do a thing for me. And I think the Magic Kingdom needs more food options, because that's probably my least favorite park to eat in. And they
really
can start with Columbia Harbor House. Yeah.
Yeah, and the fish and chips, while it's not as good as, Ye Old, I can't think of the name, in Epcot, fish and chips.
Yeah, the fish and chips, Yorkshire.
Yeah. Yorkshire, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got Ye Old from. But it's still good.
Well, the old
the chicken
tea shop across
good.
The street, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. It's late. I'm losing my mind. Actually, I've lost my mind. The fried rice at China killed it. No, I'm kidding.
It's been gone for a while.
Yeah. You know, a long while. Yeah, wow. I'm surprised, but you know what? You have a right to your opinion.
Yes.
I don't agree with it, but you have a right to your opinion.
I can't eat the fish anyway, so doesn't matter.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. All
I'm
right,
waiting
Darlene.
On the Southern restaurant.
They need one there.
Okay, I'm going to go over to Animal Kingdom, but I'm not sure. I think I know that the name is the Harambe Market, where you do like the, you just walk up to the stand and you order what you want. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Harambe Market.
not where the fruits are and stuff. It kind of reminds me of like just walking up to a counter service at the mall and you just order stuff. We ate at one of them and I wasn't that fond of the food. So I think they need
to
like.
Is that the new area?
Not the new one. Didn't look new. It's been there. I just never ate there until like last January. And I just
know what
did not
you're talking about.
Think it was that good. Yeah, there's like different, a couple different stands over there that you can get different things. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I just
it's right near
think
the.
Could...
it's right near the train.
Yeah.
That is fairly new. I thought.
Is it
the one that has the corn dogs? Does it have the corn dogs and the spiced rub ribs, and it has
the
beers.
Well, I didn't get the beer. I did get the ribs, and they were not what I was expecting.
Oh yeah, that place is pretty new.
Oh okay. Yeah, I was there in January, and I was like, ooh, yeah. I wasn't that much of a fan of that one.
Oh, I loved it.
I Did you? I think it just needs more of a selection. For, well, people like me who, you know, aren't that, like, heavily into the African food and stuff. You know, I know that's what they like, but, like, the spices and stuff were a little too, like, maybe it was just that person cooking that day. It was heavy on one thing and, like, light on another. And then the ribs weren't that, like, cooked, you know, like they were cooked, but they stuck to the rib too much. I'm used to my meat falling off the ribs, and I can just, you know, kind of go along the rib and go, yoop, I'm done.
You know where you need to go? You need to go to Boma. And try everything there. Oh.
I did.
And then
you'll
like African food. Oh, yeah, okay.
I think I was comparing it to, because I've been to Boma twice with Nancy, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think the ribs at Flam Tree Barbecue are better than the
market. I'll have to test those.
Yeah,
I'll have to test those next time.
Okay, let's see. Where am I going to go? Oh, okay, I know where I'm going with this one. Tony's Town Square.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Very
blah. Yeah. Blah, yeah. You know, if you know what real Italian food is like, don't go there. There's so many better choices in the parks. Go to Mama Melrose, Via Napoli. You can't go wrong with that. Outside of the parks, there's other Italian restaurants, too, in Disney Springs and the resort areas that kick rear end on Tony's Town Square. We ate there once, and it was like putting, the sauce was like ketchup on pasta. it's just, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that probably don't know any better and think it's okay or good, but if you know what real Italian food tastes like, don't go there. Don't waste your time. But, you know, I like the atmosphere there. I like everything else. Just change the menu. And you know what? They're not going to. And I'll tell you why they're not going to. That place is constantly packed. And as long as it's packed, they're not going to change a thing.
That's where they get all the walk-ups, because all the other ones are booked. Almost every other, they're 90 or 120 days out booked. So if you're doing a table plan dining, that's one of the only places you could just walk up and eat.
You know what, I'd be willing to pay more money for a good meal there than pay what they're charging for a bad meal there. But I guess, you know, when you need to get into a restaurant to eat and that's all that's available, you know, good luck.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, it's already 11:28.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got a couple of minutes left. Yeah, this went fast, and I don't know how many more restaurants you guys have on your list. I think we hit quite a few. Maybe we'll
Casey's
do a part
Corner.
Two of this. It's some. I like Casey's Corner. What's wrong with that?
I've never
Those
eaten there.
Dogs are. Well, when you were there, the dogs were good. They changed the dogs. Horrible.
Yeah, that's right. They changed.
You might
them.
As well eat.
They,
it's like chewing on a salt block.
Yeah, they did change them. Right.
I think
go back
they're
to
boiled.
Beef.
That's why.
No, they have to go back to
it's
all beef. They
block.
Changed the.
Yeah.
They're not all beef anymore. That's what the problem is.
No. They got to go back
anyway,
to Vienna dogs.
Yeah.
Yep. We're running out of time, so I want to thank everybody who listened, all two of you. if you, like I said in the top of the show, if you want to write for The Zone, please, Stuart@wwfanzone.com. You know, message me on Twitter or on Facebook. Hope everybody has a great rest of the week and weekend. We'll see you next week with another show of the WW Fans on Blogcast. So until next time, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
See you real soon.
Have a magical night.